The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I have waited all week. To do the monologue that I am not a good enough man to do. Tomorrow, I am flying out to attend one of the greatest men I've ever known. I'm going to attend his funeral. His name is John Huntsman Sr. He's the guy who was responsible for the first, you know, KTEL Records presents the best of. He's the first guy to put a compilation album together. And he did it because he needed to raise money to make a mold so he could make styrofoam boxes, because nobody had ever thought of, gee, I wonder if it would be better to have styrofoam and put your Big Mac in a styrofoam. He needed to make the molds, but he didn't have the money. So he came up with another idea. Why don't I do a compilation album of everybody's favorite songs? I first walked into his office. Here's this industrialist with gold records on his wall. And I'm like, John, what the hell is that? That was creative thinking. John Huntsman was by my side quietly during some of the most difficult days of my life. He taught me how to fly fish. He taught me how to be a better man. He taught me that you can shoot straight. You can tell the truth. You can do business with a handshake, and you still can succeed. He's a guy who worked in Washington, worked for Nixon, one of the only guys they'd ever questioned in the Nixon administration, because everyone knew John Huntsman wouldn't be a part of any of this. A guy who stood up at that time and said, excuse me, I want no part of this. He taught me what a game Washington really is. He taught me how to pray. He taught me how to give blessings to others. One day late at night, we were both vacationing, and I was about three houses down from his. And he was over at the house, and he was probably 70-something at the time. And it was dark, and I said, John, let me walk you home. So we walked home, and we talked, and we had such a great conversation that when we got to his door, he said, let's walk back to your house. So we walked back to my house. And then back to his. And in one of those trips, he just stopped and looked up at the star. And he said, can you read the stars? I said, no, no. And he started to point out all the constellations and name all the stars. He was a navigator in World War II. And he said, every man needs to be able to read the stars. Every man needs to know the right direction and how to find the right direction. He told me, as I was just beginning the success of my career, he asked me, Glenn, how much is enough? Here's a guy who had been on the richest men in the world list for decades. I said, what do you mean? He said, you have to set a number. You have to set a goal and then live by that. He said, how much is enough? Decide, or it will never be enough. He taught me what it was like to love and lose a daughter with grace and compassion and dignity. He taught me how to be a father by watching him with his children. How to deal with even the most challenging things where a dad and mom don't have an answer by watching him love his son, Marky. I learned how to serve in a church calling with everything you have. One day we were out fly fishing and I asked him for a blessing. I wasn't feeling well and I said, John, do you mind giving me a blessing? And he said, sure. Could you excuse me for just a second? I said, sure. He went inside to the house and he changed into a suit and put on a tie and a white shirt. And I said, where are you going? What are you doing? And he said, I just feel as though if I'm going to try to speak the words of the Lord, I just feel I should be dressed appropriately. He gave me a 5-minute blessing, walked back in, and changed back into his fly fishing clothes. I learned how to be gracious, even when you don't want to be, from him. And how to forgive those people that you really don't want to forgive. He taught me through his own marriage of how to marry way over your head. I'm not sure I brought anything to the table for him. And I'm not foolish enough to think that he felt the same way about me. But he was there at the worst time with my father, we were estranged at the end. We didn't even have a funeral for my dad. And I looked at John. As a father figure, I think much to his chagrin. I've met a lot of great people in my life. I've met prime ministers, and I have met kings and presidents. But there is one man who impacted my life for the better, like no one else. Heads and shoulders. I regret not saying that to him. The first time I met him was at his cancer center, the Huntsman Cancer Center in Salt Lake City. A friend said, you have to have lunch with a friend of mine. He said, do you know John Huntsman Sr.? And I said, no, I know he's a billionaire. And I wondered what it would be like to have lunch with a billionaire. And I quickly found out as I pulled my car up to the Huntsman Cancer Institute, and he said, come on in. And we went into his cafeteria, a hospital cafeteria, and we had lunch. And we talked about how to be charitable, how to give. In 2008, after the crash, he actually put his house and his plane and his car as collateral, not for his company, as collateral for the charitable obligations that he had made. He asked me if I would help them cure cancer. He was convinced that it's just around the corner, and he has convinced me. I remember standing in the hospital at an elevator door, and I said, "John, I'll make you a deal. I will help you if you teach me how to be a charitable man." He shook my hand and said, "That's a deal I'll make. The first lesson is you can't just care about cancer. You have to care about the entire human condition." It's why he's built homeless shelters and battered women's shelters. His charitable giving is beyond imagination. John Huntsman, Sr., kept his promise to me. And tomorrow, I'm going to his funeral and his burial and let him know that my commitment back to him to honor that agreement is being renewed. And I have quite a few years ahead of me to care about the entire human condition. As he would say, "Goodbye, my dear and sweet, sweet friend."
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.